Let's go over here to Bremerton, where Sig has called us. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Doc. I have a couple of questions of general interest if we have time. The first one's about how to keep inflammation down. I hear it's bad for your body, so what can you avoid or what can you do to help with inflammation?
Well, I'd say the most all-purpose thing is good old fish oil that is higher in the DHA fraction if we're trying to keep the inflammation down. But us guys, we need the EPA fraction too, so they always have both fractions in there. Fish oil is one of the better anti-inflammatories I've seen. Plus, that high DHA fraction actually helps the formation of new cells in the memory part of the brain, so it helps our memory. And those omega-3 fatty acids, my, they do many things around the body. So anyway, I'd go with the fish oil, sir. Now, did you have a test that, for example, the C-reactive protein, as it's called, test that said your inflammation was high? Or are you just thinking it is, or what, sir?
No, the doctor turned me down. I asked for the test. I have not had it.
Okay. Well, even if you haven't had it, fish oil is good for us anyway. And time after time, I've seen a tablespoon of fish oil bring the C-reactive protein down to normal. So it can't hurt you. Of course, eating a bunch of fish would help too. But sometimes we don't like eating fish 5 times a week. So the fish oil is out there. And for those who don't like the flavor, neither do a lot of grandkids. So there's now blackberry flavor and strawberry flavor and orange flavor. And there's all kinds of natural flavors in there, as well as plain.
Also concerned about electromagnetic radiation from cell phone towers and cell phones and microwaves and all the Wi-Fi in your house. Should we worry about that? And if we are worried, what should we do about it?
Well, sir, one of the better things is to make sure your melatonin levels are good, because melatonin does protect against quite a bit of radiation. There's publications on that. And melatonin, when we're younger, is made just like everything else is made, really up to nice levels by the pineal gland. Some of us, when we get older and we run a test for those folks that includes their hormones, and melatonin is a hormone, oh my, some of us, the melatonin is in the basement. And for those people, for sure, they should be using melatonin at bedtime, even if they don't have trouble sleeping. But if we're worrying about radiation, that's one thing to do. The second thing to do, sir, is go to a website, because you can read a lot about what to do about it. The website is called biogeometry, no dash, I'm sorry, biogeometry.com. What it is all about an Egyptian professor who came up with some ways to protect cysts against electromagnetic radiation. And if you feel like reading them, there's a whole bunch of scientific studies posted there proving the point.
That was biogeometry.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good, doctor. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, because we need to get that word out, like you were telling us about. There are dangers to electromagnetic radiation, and there are things we can do to protect ourselves.